This lesson we're going to look at the natural logarithm and the number e and how to take derivatives of both. But first let's go over a few basics. First off, if we have y equals e to the x, then the natural log of y is equal to x. Further, if you have y equals e to some function of x, then the natural log of y will equal f of x. So the log basically removes the e from the function. The way using square root and square on your calculator will do the same thing. Now, if we have y equals the log of x, then if we want to get x, then using your calculator and pressing e to the y gives you x. And if we have y equals the natural log of f of x, then again e to the y will be f of x. So this is how you can undo a log or an e function using your calculator and using the inverse rule, which is the e is the inverse of log and log is the inverse of e. Now, a few other things. Let's look about the rules of log. First off, if you have the log of two numbers multiplied together, a, b, then the rule of log says that the log of a plus the log of b is the same thing as the log of a times b. This is sometimes what we call making a function log linear. Second, if you have the log of a over b, then the rule of log says that the log of a minus the log of b is the same as the log of a over b. Also, if you have the log of a to the power b, then this equals b times the natural log of a. Now, the log function lets you, in essence, dismantle complex multiplicative relationships. So, if you had something like this, where we had the natural log of x squared times y cubed over z to the third, this is kind of a complex looking function. But using the rule of log, we can say that this is first using the first two rules. This is the log of x squared plus the log of y cubed minus the log of z cubed. Then using the third rule of logs, this would then be 2 times the log of x plus 3 times the log of y minus 3 times the log of z. So when you're dealing with logarithmic functions, it's important before you do any differentiation is to see if you can simplify the expression using one of the basic rules of logs. However, make note of the following. The log of a plus b cannot be broken up. There is no such thing as turning this into the log of a plus the log of b. This would be a giant mathematical error. Okay? So now we can move on and look at taking derivatives. So let's consider the first one, where we have y equals e to the x. Now, this one, the derivative, y prime, is going to be e to the x. Many people find this really strange the first time they see it, and they're true. That's right, it is strange. However, it's strange, but it's simple. So when you take the derivative of e to the x, it's always simply e to the x. So we could take y double prime, and it would also be e to the x, as would y triple prime or y to the fourth derivative. Now, if we have something a little more complicated, such as y equals e to the f of x, well, we're going to combine the rule of log and the rule of e, with the chain rule. So y prime will be e to the f of x, the rule of the derivative of e. However, we multiply it by the chain f prime of x. And those are the only rules involving the rule of log, or rule of e. So let's take an example. For example, let's suppose we have y equals e to the x squared. Well, the derivative, y prime, will be e to the x squared times the derivative of x squared, 2x. Now, quite often in finance or in macroeconomics, you will see y equals something like this, 10 times e to the rt, where r represents the interest rate and t represents time. So time is our variable, so we're going to take the derivative dy dt. And the derivative dy dt will be 10 times e to the rt, since the derivative of e to the rt is e to the rt. And now we're taking the derivative of r times t with respect to t. So we're taking the derivative of this function with respect to t. So that is simply r. So that would be the derivative of 10 times the root of 10 e to the rt. Now, let's move on and look at using the derivatives with respect to natural logs. Like the e function, the natural log derivative is a strange one, but it's a rather simple one. If y equals the log of x, then y prime equals 1 over x, and that's the derivative of the log. If it's more complicated or nested, so we had a function inside this, then if we had y equals the natural log of f of x, then the derivative would be y prime equals 1 over f of x times f prime of x. So let's do a couple of examples. So let's consider where we have y equals the natural log of x cubed plus 4x. Now notice we have an x cubed plus a 4x, and since there's a plus sign in there, we can't do anything with the rule of log. However, let's take the derivative. Y prime will equal 1 over x cubed plus 4x, 1 over the function. Now we take the derivative of the function inside, so that would be 3x squared plus 4. You can clean that up a little bit by writing it as 3x squared plus 4 all divided by x cubed plus 4x. And that is it. That would be the derivative of that function. All right, let's look at another one. Let's consider the case where we have something looks like this. We have y equals the log of x squared plus 7 divided by x cubed minus 2x. Okay, this looks fairly complex. However, before we take the derivative, this is one where we're going to use the rules of log. In particular, we're going to use the rule that says the log of a over b is equal to the log of a minus the log of b. And that will greatly simplify the problem. So let's do that. So we can write this as y equals the log of x squared plus 7 minus the log of x cubed minus 2x. Now we're ready to take the derivative y prime. So we use the rule of log, and it should be 1 over x squared plus 7 times the derivative of x squared plus 7, which is simply 2x. minus the derivative of the log of x cubed plus minus 2x, which is 1 over the function x cubed minus 2x, all multiplied by the derivative of the function, which is 3x squared minus 2. Now we can clean that up a little bit, and that can be written as 2x over x squared plus 7 minus 3x squared minus 2 all over x cubed minus 2x. All right, and that's as far as you have to take it. Now let's consider a slightly more complicated one. Let's use the two together. Let's suppose we have the following: y equals the natural log of x times e to the x. So now we're going to use both derivative rules together. Now if you note, we have two functions of x. We have the log of x and we have e to the x. Well then, with two functions multiplied together tells us we are going to use our product rule. So this will be our f and this will be our g. So before we use the product rule, let's just break out the pieces. So we know that f is equal to the natural log of x, therefore f prime is equal to 1 over x. We also know that g is equal to e to the x, and the derivative of e to the x, g prime, is e to the x. So let's put it together with the product rule, which says that if we have y prime, it's equal to f prime g plus f g prime. So we just simply plug in. Our f prime is going to be 1 over x, our g e to the x, plus our function f of x, or the log of x, times the derivative of g, which is also e to the x. So now we have used the product rule to take the derivative of this function. We can clean that up a little bit and write it as y prime is equal to 1 over x plus log x bracket times e to the x on the outside. So now we have taken the derivative of this function using the product rule. Okay, so we will stop there for now. Thank you.